Spotify just released its third quarter earnings, and they blasted past expectations for monthly active users, subscriptions, revenues. It appears price hikes have resulted in better revenue and people are still subscribing. But Ella, I wanted to see if you had any initial thoughts to that.
So yeah, I think the Spotify is quite interesting because it has those KPIs on users, revenues, and it surpassed all of them. And I think there have been differences in pricing, like you mentioned. The other thing that's changed, I think, since, say, last quarter is they're really leaning into audiobooks and AI. And so those are the things that I was kind of looking for when I was reading through the shareholder deck. So AI DJ is one thing that they've kind of emphasized that they're rolling out in more markets, which is kind of trying to compete with radio, which I wrote an article about. And then the other one was AI translation of certain podcasts, which is something they're in lots of markets, but a lot of their content is not in those local languages. So that's something they're trying to address as well. So those are three things that I would say, audiobooks and, well, AI DJ, AI translation, going to be big things to look out for.
Number of media agency holding companies delivered their quarter three earnings. I only really want to ask about one, and mostly it's for my own knowledge as well. IPG has been performing below some of the other holding companies this year, which have all been generally in the mid single digits in terms of revenue growth. Why, Omar, perhaps you could answer, why is IPG a little bit lagging some of the competitors?
Well, interestingly, we talked last week about the interview we did at Future Media with Yannick Bolloré, who runs Vivendi and Havas. And I challenged him during that interview on basically, come on, like you're making your money through media, right? You're not making your money through creative advertising. And he pushed back on that quite strongly. But, you know, it is generally true when you speak to these people that run agency groups privately that you know, they are making their money through media buying, and the creative agencies, the ad agencies, are generally loss-making. So IPG, you know, they talked about very strong global growth for IPG Media Brands, which is the division UM Initiative, the media buyers. But guess what? The ad agencies, McCann, FCB, RGA, MRM, huge, they are quote-unquote challenged, which is pretty obvious code for losing money. It's because, as I said before, we talked about it last week with WPP merging these two ad agencies, Wunderman Thompson and VMLY&R. Like, the advertisers generally care less and less about these brands, sorry to say. So why is IPG lagging behind the rest? It's because generally their media buying operation is smaller, and it's definitely smaller as a proportion of the overall business. I don't think it's a bold prediction to say that you might see some rationalization of these ad agency brands within the next 12 months because they need to reduce their costs.
More earnings. Netflix, we talked about them last week on the podcast, so I don't want to give them too much time, but they released their earnings since we talked about them last. And I know one of the big things that we were all looking out for was how is their earnings doing in relative to their ad tier, and if that's where they're making a lot more of their money, or if it's really just from price hikes driving revenue growth, and it seemed like it was the latter. I'm curious. I believe, Omar, you wrote about it, so I'll give you the first word, and just until, you know, is Netflix in a bit of a problem in terms of their business model? And then, Ella, I'm curious if you had any additional thoughts as well after.
I think it's quite interesting. So my analysis of the earnings last week, I think actually they're demonstrating that in markets like the UK, US, France, where they're developed, they are actually able to keep raising prices, and demand is quite inelastic, which is probably quite surprising to a lot of people. Going back to our previous discussion about winners takes all formats, I think platforms. I think if you're a consumer where you've had Netflix for potentially 10 years, you just see it as a very good streaming platform. And why would I go off it?
Ella, do you have any thoughts?
Well, because I'm a new Netflix subscriber because of those like password crackdowns and stuff.
Oh, right.
So I find it quite interesting who else is in that position. I haven't gone for the advertising tier. Maybe I should and write an article about it. I don't know.
About how good or bad it is.
Maybe when Disney Plus launches its ad tier, I'll compare. But I think that's one thing that like a lot of other streaming services sort of looking at Netflix and being like, what have they done right or maybe wrong? It's an interesting picture.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the key point is that they need to raise prices in markets where essentially demand is plateauing. everyone who has Netflix or wants Netflix, right? The ad platform move has been underwhelming, to say the least. And they mentioned interesting things about their earnings reports, about actually developing their own tools, their own ad stack, you know, moving away from this relationship with Microsoft, which frankly hasn't gone down very well by all accounts. Revenue guarantees not being hit, all the rest of it. And, you know, not much demand for advertising on Netflix. And, you know, there was Advertising Week New York last week, and they announced some kind of new ad formats around binge watching and some of the golf and other sports rights that they've acquired. But it's not really that innovative. It's not really what, you know, when Jeremy Gorman came to our Future of TV advertising conference last December, was talking about how they wanted Netflix advertising to be the equivalent of Times Square or Piccadilly Lights or the World Cup. Mm. And it's like, you know, nothing they've announced in the last year has come close to anything like that. And frankly, they've got a big problem with shoehorning a load of ads into a lot of content, which was not designed to have advertising in it.